Well, my friends, thank you for joining me for the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's the 28th day of April. I'm Paul White, and we are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Today we arrive at verse 12. Today and tomorrow we will work on this 12th verse and introduce the reading from verses 13 on through 21, which contains a little introduction and then the parable of the rich fool. But we're going to do a full essay. We've got the essay edition. I've already got it written, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We do the parable of the rich fool and talk about it in its context, and we even let the Apostle Paul make an appearance. He might look at this and go, well, he doesn't belong there. You're right, but he has something to say, and we'll get into that on the 30th. We do those on the final day of the month. But for today and tomorrow, let's take a look right now at verse 12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. The very hour is when they get brought before magistrates and authorities. We dealt with that yesterday, talking about synagogue and how this had to do with the Jews who have come to Christ. Their lives have been built around synagogue, and therefore this is a timing prophecy. This is when they get brought in front of the religious leaders of their day. Because it's a timing prophecy, be careful how you interpret it for your own day-to-day life. I think it's safe to take this and say there are going to be times in your life where you are given a word by the Holy Spirit on how to handle yourself, what to say, and the manner in which to say it. And when that happens, you can step forward by faith and do it knowing that that the Holy Spirit has given you the words. But that is not a recipe for living your life. So study, do the work, practice, get used to speaking, get used to wrestling out thoughts and putting your words together, and don't fall back on, well, I don't really need to prep, I don't really need to read, all I need is to listen to the Holy Spirit. Because what that does is produce people, when they fall into that trap, and I've seen it, it produces people who take the first thing that comes to their mind as being the Holy Spirit, even if it doesn't have any basis in Scripture or reality. And this gets them off the hook of having to actually study or wrestle out big ideas. They don't have to work very hard at getting better, at working on teaching or preaching or learning the Scriptures, because they just say, well, I open my mouth, and I've heard this. This is hard to believe, but I've heard that. I open my mouth and let the Holy Spirit fill it. And they'd say, if it was good enough for the disciples, it's good enough for me. But I want you to remember that Jesus is saying to them, when you're brought up before synagogues, magistrates, authorities, don't worry about how you're going to answer or what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit's going to teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. He doesn't say, hey, when you're going to go out and preach, don't ever think about what you're going to say. Just go stand out there and I'll tell you what to say. And that's how you get up unprepared. That's how you end up saying things that have no basis in Scripture, or saying things entirely through the lens of the secular or through the flesh, because of not listening in for the Holy Spirit. I think this kind of stuff has let some people off the hook and has kept them from having to do the real work it takes, is to just say, well, I just listen to the Holy Spirit and do whatever. That's not that far from taking the next step, as far as I can see, of don't ever question what I say, because I'm the Lord's anointed and the Holy Ghost told me to say it. I have heard it said, and I think I did this a long, long time ago in ministry, but I know I've heard it done, and not too long ago, of someone saying, the Holy Spirit said to me, and then they say whatever, and they say, don't get mad at me, get mad at God. He's the one that told me to say it. Well, that allows you to say just whatever you want to say, just anything that comes to your mind. I don't know if we realize how close that is to taking the Lord's name in vain. Some of the stuff I've heard come out of people's mouths, and then they said, God told me to say it. I think they did just take the Lord's name in vain. Because I go, God didn't tell you to say that. Doesn't look anything like Jesus. How can God tell you to say something that doesn't look anything like Jesus? I heard a man this past week say, don't ever say a word against God's anointed. Because if you say something against God's anointed, you're in the flesh and you're close to being an unbeliever. I think I shared that with you guys here on the podcast. The real problem there is not just how blatantly ignorant that statement is. The real problem is the person saying it has no idea what the anointing is. The anointing is not some feeling. It's not this thing God puts over you to make you a better preacher. This isn't the old covenant. You're not getting oil poured over your physical or your spiritual head so you'll be better at something than other people. 1 John says we all have an anointing from the Holy Spirit. So if you're not to ever say a word against anyone that's anointed, you don't ever say a word against anybody. Well, then maybe that's a better way to live. But this idea that what that's done is caused people to be off limits. They can say or do anything they want, and you're intimidated into saying nothing in response because you'll be in the flesh, and then you'll be one step from unbelief. No. You have the unction of the Holy Spirit. The smearing of the Holy Spirit is on you. We're approaching that whole anointing argument through an old covenant lens, where the anointing's poured on somebody, and then they can sin their way out of it. You know, like Saul has the anointing, but then he sins his way out of it. And this is an old covenant mindset that doesn't have anything to do with the everyday indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, tomorrow, I want to introduce this next passage where someone in the crowd says to Jesus, well, I'm not going to read it today. We're going to read it tomorrow. And this is going to introduce us to the passage that will be in full detail in the essay edition in just a couple of days. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.